Good morning. It's good to be back in church. We never know what our kids are going to say or what they're learning, but last Sunday I was sick, and Raken says, "Well, who's going to open up Sunday school?" I said, "Well, it's Matt Sunday, but our kids are watching our lives, and we need to realize that. I need to realize that this morning. It is good to be back. Go ahead and take your Bibles and turn to Ezra chapter number 2. Ezra chapter number 2. And put your finger there and turn to Hebrews chapter number 7. Ezra chapter 2 and Hebrews chapter 7. What a great lesson for our Sunday school teachers to teach today. Entitled, Jesus' Intercession for Us. Ezra 2, verse 1. Now these are the children of the province that went up of the captivity of those which had been carried away, whom Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon had carried away unto Babylon, and came again unto Jerusalem and Judah, every one unto his city, which came with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, now that's the high priest, Nehemiah, Sariah, Reuiah, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mispar, Bigyah, Rehum, Benaiah, the number of the men of the prophet of Israel. Now in Ezra chapter 2, these are the people who had made it back to Jerusalem from exile. And in this chapter, the people of Israel were taking account of the genealogies. Who made it back? We want to write it down. Who's alive? Who made it? They want to know who made it home. In verses 3 through 35, we're not going to read it because it's a bunch of names I can't pronounce. We're going to see the descendants of Judah and Benjamin. There's a bunch of them that made it back. These people had returned home to rebuild the temple, rebuild the walls, and serve the Lord God. But in verse 36, don't miss it this morning, after all these names we can't pronounce, all these people came home, God still needed an intercessor for his people. They needed a priest. Verse 36 says, look at it, the priest, the children of Jediah of the house of Jeshua, again Jeshua is the high priest, 973. The children of Immer, 1,052. The children of Pashur, 1,247. The children of Harim, 1,017. Verse 40, the Levites, the children of Jeshua and Kadim, of the children of Hodaviah, 74. Then we see the singers, the children of Asaph, 128. The children of the porters, the children of Shalom, the children of Ader, the children of Talmon, the children of Akub, the children of Haddai, the children of Shobiah, and all 139, the children of Solomon's servants, the children of Sotiah, the children of Sephareth, the children of Perdua, and these were they which were up from Telmah, Tehasra, Cherum, Adan, and Emer. But they could not show their father's house and their seed, whether they were of Israel. Now that's important. Verse 60 says, the children of Deliah, the children of Tobiah, the children of Nekadiah, 652, and the children of the priest, the children of Habiah, the children of Koz, the children of Bezaleliah, which took a wife of the daughters of Barzillai the Gileadite, and was called after their name. Verse 62, look at it. These sought their register among those that were reckoned by genealogy, but they were not found. Therefore were they as polluted, put from the priesthood. And Tishrei saith unto them that they should not eat of the most holy things till there should be up a priest with Urim and with the Thummim. Verse 62 says that the priesthood was polluted. See, these men could not prove from their genealogy that they were the priest. So if they couldn't prove it, then they were removed from the priesthood. Maybe they'd been practicing it, but it didn't matter. They was home. They was back in Jerusalem. They stricken from the priesthood. This was a serious time, y'all. These people must get to the Lord. They needed an eligible priest. But see, some of these men were ineligible. That wasn't going to help them. That wasn't going to help them rebuild the walls, rebuild the temple if they had a priest. It wasn't even a priest. They needed an intercessor, someone to go to God on their behalf. But a polluted priesthood would not get that job done. Our Sunday school lesson today even tells us in Hebrews 5, verse 1 and 2, "For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that they may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way? For that he himself, the priest, he himself also is compassed with infirmity." The end of verse 2 says that he himself also is compassed with infirmity means the high priest and the priest, even though they were chosen of God, he was still a man. And he still had sin in his life, and he would sin. The high priest was not perfect. The priesthood was not perfect. I don't have time this morning, but you can go home and read Exodus 28 and Exodus 29, where God sets up the priesthood, sets up the office of the priest, and he sets up the Levitical priesthood. But it don't take you long, Jeff, to go to Exodus 32. That same priesthood, that same priest that God had chosen, Aaron, what was he doing down in the valley? He was creating an idol. He was creating a false god. People were taking their clothes off. This was the man that God had chosen to be the priest. In chapter 32, he was setting up false idols. Yet God chose him to be the intercessor. God chose him to be the priest. God chose him to make sacrifices. But we see Aaron had failed. Aaron was down in the valley. Y'all go read it today. It's good reading. Not only was Aaron chosen, but his sons were chosen. Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. And man, we all know what happened to them boys. Let me read it to you if you forgot. Leviticus 10, 1 and 2. "And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer, and put fire therein, and put incense thereon, and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he had commanded them not. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord." Wow. These men offered strange fire before the Lord, and the Lord, he just killed them right there on the spot. There's a lot of strange fire still going on today. Let me run this rabbit right quick. Sunday school teachers, watch out for strange fire. Teach the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Rightly divide the word of God. That's what our classes need. That's what our church needs. That's what our Sunday school teachers need. That's what our kids need. That's what we need for our lives is the truth. Nothing but the truth this morning, not this strange fire that's going around. Again, there are men that the Lord had picked to be the Levitical priesthood. These were to go between, to be the intercessor. But again, these were only men, and they would sin. So we have seen a polluted priesthood, and we've seen a picked priesthood. But let's look at a perfect priesthood. Hebrews 7. Again, these words stuck out to me this week while I was studying. We saw this a lot, twice in our lesson. The order of Melchizedek, ever how you want to pronounce it. This phrase, the order of Melchizedek, can be found 6 times in the Bible. And it's all in the book of Hebrews. I'm not going to argue with you who wrote it. I think Paul wrote it, but that's between me and the Lord. That's what I believe. Hebrews 5 says in our Sunday school lesson, "And he saith unto another place, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." Verse 10, "God called of God, a high priest after the order of Melchizedek." Hebrews 6, verse 20, "Whether the forerunner is used for us, entered even Jesus, made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." And the rest can be found in Hebrews 7. Look at your Bibles, and we're going to go Sunday school. Verse 1, "For the This Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace. Without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of his spoils. And verily they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take the tithes of the people according to the law, that is, of their brethren, though they came out of the loins of Abraham. But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham, and blessed him that had the promises. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. And here men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them of whom it is witness that he liveth. And I may say, so say Levi also, who received tithes, prayed tithes in Abraham. For he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called under the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. For of whom these things were spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning the priesthood. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek there arises another priest, who is made not after the law of carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For he testifieth, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before the weakness and the unprofitableness thereof. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did. But by the which we draw nigh unto God, and insomuch as not without an oath, he was made priest. For those priests were made without an oath, but this one with an oath, by him that he saith unto him, the Lord swear and will not repent, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that came unto God by him, seeing that he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needed not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once, y'all, when he offered himself up. For the law maketh men high priests, which hath infirmity, but the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore. Who is this man, the mystery of Melchizedek? Jessica, come on up and sing that song in just a second. To continue with Hebrews 7, this man, he's a king of peace, the king of Salem, which from Jerusalem was named, means peace. And remember, Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. No human being could be the King of Peace. Men know not the way of peace. Observe furthermore, Melchizedek was without mother, without father, without descent. Or as Phillips would say, he had no father or mother or no family tree. He was not born as human beings are. He was without father or mother. This does not mean that Melchizedek's records of birth were lost. Oh, no. Without such records, human priests could not serve. I already read it to you this morning. They had to have some lineage. They couldn't serve. But There, Melchizedek had no genealogy. He must not have been an ordinary mortal. He had no descent, no pedigree from another, but he was self-existent. Oh, Apostle Paul just told us of an inspired interpretation, having neither beginning of days nor end of life. Therefore, he was always existing. Always from eternity past to now to eternity future, he's existed. He was not created. He was not like the angels, but he is now eternally self-existing. And he is the true and only God, not humanity. He is not the Father. He is not the Holy Spirit. Yet Melchizedek cannot be the Father, nor could it be the Holy Spirit. He was the priest of the Most High God. The scripture says no man has ever seen the Father. But you see, Abraham saw Melchizedek. He saw him in Genesis 14. He cannot be the Father. Made like unto the Son of God abideth a priest continually. I just read it to you. And there it is. In the days of Abraham, he was not the Son of God, for he had not yet been born of a virgin. But he was made like unto the Son of God. But rather, he was made like unto the Son of God, seen by the ancients, seen by the patriarchs, seen by Abraham, seen by Moses in the burning bush, seen by these in the Old Testament. Notice again, Melchizedek, this scripture reveals that he abides, that he remains permanently, continually a priest. God the Father is not the priest of God, but God the Son is. Yet in the days when Apostle Paul lived, he wrote shortly after, Jesus ascended into heaven, sitting on the right hand of God as a priest. The scripture states that even Melchizedek abideth, which means he does now abide, today abides, a priest continually for you and for me. He continues to be priest permanently, even while Jesus Christ is the high priest. And notice the order of Christ's priesthood is named after Melchizedek, is the high priest's name that is placed upon an order, just as Aaron's name is placed on the order of his priesthood. Thus Melchizedek, he was the beginning. He was the high priest. In Paul's day, even until now, he will rule forever. And that same time Christ was, is today, and shall be forever high priest. And are there two high priests? Oh no, not that's impossible. The conclusion is simple, contrary to what many say. Melchizedek and Christ are the same person. Some people have stumbled on this statement that Melchizedek has no end of life. They contend that since Christ died, he has an end of life. And is that true that Christ is still dead? Oh no, this morning Christ is not dead. He is alive. It was not possible for Christ to be held by death. Melchizedek would never fulfill the office of the priest if he had not died for the sins of the people. And risen again is the function of the high priest to lead the way of salvation. Indeed, Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher of my salvation. He is called of God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. His blood has been applied and placed it on the mercy seat for you and for me. No wonder, no wonder this morning. He is Christ and Melchizedek. Sing it, Jess. Sing it, honey. Listen to these words this morning. Just listen. Sing it, honey.
I find where Adam fell and lost our souls. And as I turn another page, I find his blood shed for human race. And now